Right, so next up we have Celestial Drift with It'll Be Okay.
And I saw on the TV this morning a storm would be coming out this way. And I'm not all that worried about all the warnings, cause I'm inland from the bay. And in my prior experience, it never gets all that bad anyway. The authorities are saying I should leave, but I think I'm gonna stay, cause I know that it'll be okay.
And I think this is so timely, you know, for what's happening in the U.S. now with getting hit by hurricane after hurricane. And I know this is an ancient reference, but it reminds me of Harry R. Truman, that older fella who stayed in his cabin on Mount St. Helens when it erupted. Now, the mountain started rumbling for like weeks in advance of its eruption, and everyone nearby was urged to evacuate. But that one old dude, Harry R. Truman, got interviewed by all the news stations for refusing to leave. And I'm sure he was convinced that he would be okay too. Before the eruption, though, he was being portrayed as sort of this folk hero for refusing to leave, and for bucking the system, for his skepticism about the science predicting the eruption, and for his resistance to law enforcement trying to get him to leave. You know, he's this folk hero. And there's all this American independent woodsman bullshit or whatever that he was kind of latched into. And the media kind of played this up. And like he was some guy who was independent American, blah, blah, blah. But what they should have done is they should have done a follow-up story describing in great detail how he was burned alive and crushed by volcanic debris for his idiocy. And people still fall for this anti-science, anti-common sense bullshit, which is why COVID killed 1 million Americans instead of what could have easily been mere thousands, and why anti-vaxxers are letting their kids die instead of taking their doctor's advice, and instead of studying legit research. It's infuriating. But this song, this song is pretty good. It's a little plodding. It's got a good melody and good rhymes and good vocal harmonies in the chorus that I like those a whole lot. The song is put together really, really, really well. But still, it didn't really grab me. But it's an excellent song. And it kind of reminds me of Tool. Not the fabric, the band.
I would just like to point out that a couple of days ago, I got my flu shot and my COVID shot. Thank you.
Science.
And in the newspaper just the other day, the Irish Times, there was an article about an Irish woman living in Florida. She's been there for 15 years, and this could be written from her perspective. It was just, my husband was reading it, and it's just absolutely freaking insane. Like, just all the textbook stuff, like, I was going to leave, but then there was work, and then I got a flat tire, and then I was scared that looters were going to come and raid my house. But, like, what does that matter if you're dead?
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, maybe I should talk about the actual song.
Oh, yeah.
On the first listen, I thought that the next song had started, and then about 30 seconds later, I realized that it was still the same song again. But I thought that the shift was a new song, and it took me a minute. I don't love the vocal delivery, but that being said, it does feel appropriate to the theme of the song and the character. And it's not my favorite, but I can appreciate what it's doing.
I really like this song. I like the music a lot, and I loved how it really jives with the lyrics. Like, it's dark and moody in the verses, but there's a hint of hopefulness in the choruses from the poor deluded souls who are clearly going to die. I love how the heavy guitars sound. The guitars are just so heavy in that NWS weather alert section where they're like, and there's like this ringing guitar tone that sounds the alarm at the end, and that break between the two sections, it's awesome. Just love it. The guitars get heavier, the sung vocals go into a higher register, and then the storm like starts to rage. And at the ending of the storm, there's like this driving staccato guitar riffage that reminds me of the end of 2112 by Rush, and I just want to go, "Attention all planets of the Solar Federation, we have assumed control." And oh my god, this is just heavy concept rock here, and I do not begrudge the greater than 5 minute length of this song, because I was into it every time. I think the take on the challenge is good. The narrator is pretty sure that the storm will be like the others, and you know, their complacency and gut feelings and misplaced faith are going to lead them to believe that they'll be okay, and they won't be okay. And the music tells us that they won't be okay, because it's like at the end it's just swirling and chaos, and I don't know, I think it's really cool. I like this song.